Yeah. Yeah. So, like we recite that, you know, for the sake of all the sentient beings, may I achieve Buddhahood. So, you know, when we recite this, do we get any feelings within us or not? So that kind of, you know, powerful in order to do that kind of powerful prayer, we must begin with a, you know, a spacious, you know, motivation.
ona dinu gi mona to chimbu de ngala duhe gi ne pa yore we se sona ani ja cha ja yore se
so then you know do I have really you know a potential to achieve this kind of powerful prayer can I able to accomplish then the answer would be yes definitely
nyu gi ne pan ro sa ben de yo na ta on ne pa da sa ben de ya chi ro to mi yi ta xin ro ga re che go se so na ta ni chu she ne ni ga ja go se la
so we do have that kind of you know seed and the potential within us so now how we going to enhance this potential for limitless or for infinite is we need to study contemplate and meditate then we will be able to you know increase that potential
tinduyi chuesene ganjo bala karagolsana ani rani ji ganjo yi chede manwa chi gores
so in order to study and you know meditate first we need to look for you know unmistaken you know path
pena dana nga su lo ne ni ji chu ka dong nga chue she san ro wen chue she ka de che wen san nga chue rang gi ten da ru bi ten da le chue she san ro wen se so na me de gi len ka je wo sa la
so when we are coming here together then if your friend or neighbor asks you know where are you going then you will answer oh I'm going for to listen to a teaching then you know and you know meditate it will also not only benefit to me but also benefit to you then you know then you know what would be your you know assumption of the you know thought of that person
mune thone ye mul le pa kese de sheba na ye ye pa na so december de gore la da ko kar sa ne di chue de teba chim bi chue ro teba chim bi chue sin de ye ge de chue che ji ro la da
so as we recite the prayer and as well as we you know answer to that person who as well going and that going to whatever we do here going to benefit to that people too so you know so you know that is you know in order to do that you know it is you know the Mahayana practice which is to benefit all the sentient beings so you know we really need the you know that kind of attitude or the motivation
pena ma chong de chu bo ra so su gi tan da jin jong san de du ge gi so su tan da ma te yin tan da ma te ani ji bu tan ba da na che yin de zhi yin gi tan da du de ani ran yin gi tan da la shu le ten ne ran yin ga xi po chi ye nanga chi le pe do la da ta na ga su ran yin ga me xi gi nanga chi lon do de
so we you know the ordinary being like us you know always working for the sake of ourselves all the you know only for ourselves so you know we are you know remain you know as we are and never you know progress and as well as when we have this kind of you know selfish thought, then it's going to harm ourselves, and it's going to harm others, and we cannot able to accomplish, nothing, not for ourselves and not for the other sentient beings. So when we look for the great masters and intelligent practitioner, then they work for the sake of all the sentient beings. So when you work for the sake of all the sentient beings, then your wish will fulfill byproduct automatically. So we can compare, their, states and our states. So, by looking that, we need to know that, what are the benefit and what are the, disadvantage.
Tā kāngjē ngā tsū tērī nē ngō tsū sēnā rē kāngjē chūyē dēlē lāngjē chē ngō tsū gāndē dōndē chūbē tāmbā tātā kī nē shūpā sāmbā tēlē kāmi yātā chēnē sōsō rō yādī nē kāshī tō shīndē rō nē kātū tē kōhū mēndū sēnā sēnā nē pē kālē nē sō rē chē yū mē shāwā chē kāngjē kī gāpī mō nē kāngā kū lā chī rī tū tū chī chē sō nā pāchā sāmbā chē yā jāng rō gō rē nē kō kālē kālē chī shē chē lē yōng rē sādā kō kē sō mā tē jīnī chūng jīnī yō mā rē lā tē.
So, since we, begin this, listening to this teaching, or since, from now on, we will try our best to, practice and, to change our behavior of the three doors, like those masters did. So if we able to do that, then there will be a great benefit. There won't be any loss. So, when we listen to the teachings, in the beginning it would be kind of unfamiliar for the beginners, and as well as it would be hard to, understand fully. We should not be discouraged that, it's hard to understand. I don't understand anything in the rest of time, something like that. We should not be discouraged, because it is worthwhile to make effort. And even though if we cannot, understand, but it will leave a deep imprint or impact in our mind stream. So when the things, causes and condition are mature, it will give rise to a
realizations.
So we should begin with wholesome motivation. That means a bodhicitta. We will meditate for a couple of minutes to generate that kind of mind that, I will take all the responsibilities to lead, to attend myself to the Buddhahood and as well as to lead all the other sentient beings into this state. So therefore, you know, I will listen to the teaching and make every effort, to practice for the sake of that. So we will meditate. So, with this kind of, good attitude, or at least, thinking about others' well-being, what we're going to do today is to listen and teach the, teaching called Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, or Lamrim, and, all the Buddhas of the Ten Direction practice this, and attain Buddhahood for the sake of sentient beings.
Then, Lamrim is in the Sanjaya Salandra, say, Kenza.
So stages means like a ladder to go to the Buddhahood.
Sanjaya says na ani sinche socha besin sinche la rani ji manangi ji ji ma to nga do khosing thoya me ngi rani la ten de dewa yin ni besa ra pa kale khana te me ngi tene ji ni kansa ji.
So Buddha means that, the person who has no, distinguish between, discriminate any certain beings that, some hold close, some, hold distance and some ignore, like we ordinary sentient beings do, but Buddha sees all equally as, as mother sees to his only child.
Tengri ki sanje chi nidu nga jayang hina jaga le pe ne, ini nga langa di nana droba yin, ini tende dewan dende ta sung, ta charan sung dine shu, sen ten sanje chi, nga sung.
And also, that kind of person completely, realize all the realizations. So, that kind of person, no need to make any effort to help all the sentient beings. So, that kind of person, one of that kind of person, appear in India 2,500
years ago. And such a chance of the Sanjay Sunshang, any Jagai song. Ani tendu ji pente ta ki song xiang yi pe de ji ru mu chi ji lang ri chi mu zhi yu de zai yi sa ji xiong guan de song yu ba si de du tenda di di lu chi.
So that kind of person or the Buddha, teach this practice in India, and then later on, you know, one of the Indian masters, you know, reveal this teaching in Tibet, and then, you know, the author of this this text, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, wrote the commentaries on based on that teaching, and Lama Tsongkhapa wrote the full text into divide into four chapters.
Saji jin sun be ma so ge tanda zawa de jong mo yi ni ka sa dang dang ba ngo jlo ma chit te ri ba se de jong mo ji khoro bon ta na do de ba saji ji ba gon.
So we are in the, you know, last chapter or the fourth chapter, which is the actual text, and it began with the actual practice or the teaching began with how to lead the, you know, disciples into the path to Buddhahood.
Da malo ne de ngema lo shan chi ro zai dama na ka sa dama ngo jin hama che de de yin ba la sai sa chi ni chi long ji zao wa xin ni ten bi zhi de ten lo ji da jin yin ba chi long ji zao wa xin ni ten bi zhi ten sa sa chi ten lo ji da jin yin ba de la yin ni de la yin ju sai sa chi ni chi ni ka sa de yi de la xin bo ni bi zhi guo wa ni xin bo ji da lin bi yin ba sheng ni chi de yi nan de yi de la xin bo ji da lin ba sheng de la sai sa chi song nu ni ni Tenjo ngozongwa singite chachi, da dikhatu nun tenjo tenchewa samba singite, dikhatu lendore la danga so, ale tenjo tenchewa singite.
So Rinpoche established all the, you know, chapters and the parts and all those things, and, you know, we don't need to go through all those things, so, you know, we are in the, you know, So we are on the part that, you know, contemplating the great importance of the leisure and the opportunity that, you know, the human birth possess.
Katujina ini chorong so ji chiso na ga che ge se na hal che ro na sing ji mono ji de se de ni me so ji den de la gu men du so na che yeng de se ji ye de ni nga chorong na ge ji jiao shou san si mono ji ge du me zu mono ji de chorong ji dan da ge li de de ye san du da de chola ta ma sha so wa ro la ji katujina.
So the, you know, if we directly say that you know, then, you know, so what we longing for is we longing to be born in the, you know, in the God existence or the celestial existence. But, you know, the intelligence, you know, people or those, you know, who born in the celestial existence, they pray and wish to be reborn as our self in the human existence. So, you know, so we should realize that, you know, this human birth is, you know, very, you know, have a great potential, and because it, you know, endows the leisure and the opportunities to practice and
Buddhahood. So,
you know, so why, you know, they wish and pray to be reborn in the, you know, human existence. Because, you know, we all want to have happiness and to overcome the suffering. So, you know, to do that, you know, the best, you know, resources is only, you know, assembled in the human existence or the human birth.
Then, I saw you general with the carriers and I was with somebody sent out to Shuich. The horse did send the Zubuji, the Kanda, which he mado, deliver down in the Yasangi, the horse in the genuine was again, than the Sajiton to your malada. Sanjay, you know, so it is on world ladder. Luigi, the other part usually, the Sangi, the other. There he turned out. Not to trouble Chagui, the center, the Takanje, Ali.
So, what is our fault is that, you know, we always, you know, work or strive for the happiness of, you know, of the, you know, physical sensory levels, not the ultimate, you know, the mental level. So, you know, we can, so far, we are unable to recognize that, you know, this physical and sensory level is kind of, you know, secondary. But the main thing is the powerful thing that will, you know, subdue the, you know, the sensory level pleasure is the mental happiness, you know, is the most powerful and is the key happiness. So if, you know, we only want the happiness of the, you know, physical and the sensory levels happiness, then, you know, we can say, almost we can say that we don't need to practice or and meditate. So we read through the text, you know, we don't want to elaborate further, it is going further and further, so, you know, let us stop here and go through the text. So we are in the page 122. Furthermore, Gishe Domtenpa as Chengava, are you mindful that you have a human life endowed with leisure and opportunity? Chengava replied, each time I enter into meditation, I recite, now I have independence and favorable conditions. If I do not take full advantage of this time, I will plunge into the abyss and fall under the control of others who will lift me out.
So
So there are some people new, so Rinpoche wanna, you know, tell a little bit, you know, what we already done is, you know, what we are talking here at this time is, you know, preciousness of the human birth or the human life. Because, you know, like mentioned here, only human life or human birth, you know, endowed with leisures and opportunity. So, you know, this, that means, you know, we have, you know, we have a special quality or the potential, you know, that we can accomplish, you know, unique, you know, things in this human life. So, you know, so remind us that whether we realize this and, you know, try not to waste this human birth for, you know, temporary things.
Then again, he and Rodamba Ye Casagay, Bodol, Cadisma, Shanga, or Cadisma, and Churang Ye, Tijin, Jujits, and me, Litin, the Yansan, the Tango Yavias, and Kamenondua.
So, as you know, written in the text, you know, the Domtumba is the, you know, master, one of the master of Kadamba and the Chengawa. And Domtumba asked Chengawa that, are you mindful that you have a human life endowed with leisure and opportunity? He asked. So then the Chengapa is, those masters are not like us, you know, just sit down and mumble whatever it is, you know, not like that. But, you know, Chengapa replied to the Domtumba that, you know, each time when he began to meditate, before his meditation, you know, Chengawa always, you know, recite the following stanzas and contemplate on the stanzas.
Tandete pandinawa yinjuba omanjuba yitsite kare sezona susu rawa yubi kaw de tandare es rawa yubi kaw de la rani rani ye tangzin chene ani zazo chi majawa yinsona ani ndiru ye ani rawa de shone
This stanza comes from the, you know, Chandrakirti's, you know, into the middle way. So, you know, come from that text. So what mentioned here is we have obtained, you know, the, you know, the human rebirth, you know, which is endowed with independence and all the favorable conditions to practice and attain Buddhahood. So, you know, if we don't use it, if we lose it, then, you know, we will be fall into, you know, into the lower existence, then it would be too late, you know, and, you know, big loss.
When I was also sure, learning to get the Kayala and the Chengi, so na, this is Sholok at the Tsushi, and this also get to go Kay and a ton the world in the Jack. And
So, you know, if you really, you know, try our best to practice, then, you know, Rinpoche said, what we should do is we should, you know, write down this stanza and stick on, you know, always seeing place like in a refrigerator or whatever your schedule book or whatever, you know, always you can see that. And, you know, when you see that, you know, it will remind us what kind of, you know, a potential we got. So then also the, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, we will read through the text, mentioned that thus, every time he meditated, Chenawa first recite this verse of teaching, which is from Chandrakirti's commentary on the middle way, you should also do the same. So, you know, I make a mistake here. Enter the middle way. Umala Chupa, it says, here the commentary on the middle way. I didn't saw this before. So this was stated by the Lama Tsongkhapa that, you know, since Chengaba is doing like this, so, you know, we should also do the same like Chengaba before doing the meditation, whatever Chengaba does is a good idea.
Teta tatu le te te na ngaso ki mei lui singe te, mei lui teje jojo tsami mei lui ten singe te, tatu sanje je gomba taba la tuan chenpo yinpa ma se, ne go lada mei gomba taba la yang, ta ngaso ki te pe tuan chenpo re se son, ane te son le lada.
And, you know, not only that, you know, our this human, you know, life or the human birth is, you know, ultimately, you know, important. It's important that ultimately you can achieve Buddhahood. Not only that, meantime, you know, it is also same important that, you know, to obtain the, you know, higher rebirth in our life after life, then eventually attain the Buddhahood. So it is equally important, you know, ultimately and temporarily.
Teta tatu latu de tenchewa dejen dos, nego latu ni chang ngu tu li dang, long shue dang, ko piu sun su bi ju, Zimba dan tsuchun zoba la so ba na den de de la de du ni lu na cha samba samo sa da la ne dun de che go da.
So we read through the text, contemplate the great importance of the leisure and opportunity in this way with respect to our final goals. Also reflect on how important they are in terms of your temporary goals, that is, consider how you can easily achieve with this life qualities such as generosity, ethical discipline, and patience, which are the causes of resources, perfect attendance, and the body of being in high status, rebirth among human or deities. Think as follows.
Mm-hmm. 제와시만 하든 미이 리드네 리드 토알 가르 주 카테고리에서는 아니 최초성 그래요.
So if we say directly, you know, after we die, you know, to be reborn in the, you know, in the celestial being here, it says in the realm of deities and the human existence, you know, what are the causes to be reborn? There is a practice of, you know, ethical discipline.
So that,
you know, make clear by Chandrakirti, that, you know, if you want to attain human rebirth and as well as deities in the higher rebirth, then, you know, the causes of those birth is ethical discipline. If you remain in ethical discipline, observe your vows and pledges, then, you know, you don't need to worry. You will definitely born in human and deities existence.
Mm-hmm. Sende dan jiwa shima la longshen jiwa la kar gore se la so na ni jinba tang gore se.
And also if we want to be reborn in a wealthy family, then, you know, for that the causes is the generosity and givings, you know, like that. So
ni ko pyeso so ba yong la kar gore se na jeba gang gore so do.
So, and if we want, you know, perfect attendance, then, you know, what are the causes for that is, you know, to be patience is the causes of, you know, resources and perfect attendance.
So
these things don't need to, you know, analyze really deep. You know, we can see, you know, in our everyday life that, you know, some people are so, you know, short temper like that, then, you know, he won't get any friends or, you know, acquaintance like that, you know, if somebody come and as soon as he come, he will left, you know, because of the short temper. So, you know, so that these things we can observe in our everyday life. So all those things, you know, observing the ethical discipline, patience and generosities and all those things can be able to practice only in human life or human birth. Other than that, in the, we can see that in the animal realm, you know, animal existence, these things are really, you know, they cannot able to practice like us. So Rinpoche got a lot of, you know, can able to do a lot of elaborations on these subjects, but, you know, if we go through that, you know, it will take a lot of time, then, you know, we cannot able to go through.
We
read through the text. In this way, this life is very important in terms of attaining high status and certain goodness. You know, if I were to waste it and not strive day and night to create the causes of these two goals, it would be as if I were returning empty-handed from a land of jewels. Mm-hmm. Also, I will be bereft of happiness in the future and will not obtain a life of leisure. Without leisure, I will undergo continual suffering. Thus, what kind of self-deception is worse than this, as Arya Sura says.
Katushina Churangi Lieutenant Shinchen and Yakabore, Churangi Lieutenant Eton, Nego Gitan Rutu, Tatu Gitan Rutu Gunduda, Tola Tomasadas, Rajajora.
So, in short, you know, it is like a reminding us that, you know, you have obtained this precious human rebirth, you know, it can, you know, achieve, you know, short-term goals and long-term goals. So, you know, better not waste it. So we stop, we break here. That, you know, this lifetime we have, you know, reborn in, as a human. So, if we don't go in another, you know, commentaries, that, you know, we can say that in this life, if we have reborn in a, you know, wealthy family and lot of wealth, if we don't make use of those wealth, you know, then it would be wasteful.
Then the more Bissona, they say the Dindrigi in it, she didn't yet go in it between Sundella, and it's not Tibet Massawache, the Rasa Jasin, Joseph and Monsieur, but Jasin, the Sindon, the Pomboris.
And who then, due to confusion in this life, failed to accumulate even the slightest treasury of merit. So, you know, we born as a human, and we have a lot of potentials, and we equipped with all those leisure endowments. If we don't try to accomplish, you know, accumulate our merit, then, you know, it would be really, you know, great loss.
The Karajan Pombari Pongu is a loss on a Pongu race. Did you think that the Tanta Chambu to Matuna? Any Joshima, you are your combat with Jin and Jusuna? Any Sindhu Mazubi Dunganyan, any Jobatse never Chigre?
Why it would be a great loss is, you know, we have all the resources and all the endowments and those things, you know, in this kind of time, if we don't able to accumulate the merit, then, you know, we have no hope for our next life. We will be reborn in a, you know, unfortunate existence. At that time, there is no way we can able to do like in the human So the next stanza is the analogy that, you know, in the, you know, in the old times, you know, traders go to the oceans and to the jewel land, and they bring the jewels, and, you know, that is how they live.
Tindu jin neko de la pena meji ni chumba tsogi nya do la in rani ji chumba no lo pe sa ya to ya da kang ye ba che jin ni
So the analogy is that, you know, you are in the old times, you know, the traders go to the oceans, beyond the oceans, where the land of jewel is there, and they go to gather the jewels, you know, in the boat, ship. So, you know, the analogy is at that time there is a poor guy, you know, he has a lot of difficulties in his home to survive, and, you know, he got a chance to go with the traders to the land of Jews, and, you know, on the way also he make a loan from the traders for the, you know, for the journey, and he make a lot of, you know, loans to the traders. And when they arrived to the jewel land, and all the traders go and gather the jewels, and he just sleep there and do nothing to find the jewels. And when the traders come, return, and, you know, the other traders, you know, gather a lot of jewels, and he came back empty-handed as he went. So, you know, how great loss there would be. So it is same like we in our human life, you know, if we don't do nothing, and, you know, it will be like this. So likewise, you know, in this life, you know, we are in the land of Jew, you know, and, you know, that can benefit us in this life and many life after life. So if we don't make any effort, then there would be like returning home empty hand from the land of Jew.
Mm-hmm. Tendriki Jiwa Shima Pinche Yeni, Nobuti Karelian Kursana, any Gawachi Lana Hogurimato, Gawachi Lamena, any Shen, any Militogumari, Sondua.
So then the next stanzas, you know, now then what we should do is, without the karmic path of 10 virtues, 10 virtue is the ethical discipline, so, you know, if we don't practice this, then, you know, there is no way again we will be able to reborn in a human life again in next lives.
When my body reaches thousand, any Corona Deva, you had Pajada, any Casa, Joshua, you do.
So how can there be happiness without a human life? Without happiness, there is only suffering. So that means that, you know, if we are not you know, able to reborn as a human, if we reborn as an animal, then, you know, the animal existence, you know, there is no way they can accumulate you know, new merits. You know, they are mute and dumb, so they don't have that kind of intelligence like us. So, you know, they don't have ability to accumulate, you know, new merits, but, you know, it is only suffering in those existence.
And there, Parulhue means that the Kanji Dindrigi Rani Rani Hua, the Tele Hutsa Chevaji, the Tele Hue Shuchevaji, Juno Yamanis Rani Rani Latang Gokotom Besology.
So, therefore, you know, we should realize that, you know, we have only deceived ourselves before going to the next life. There is nothing more confused than this.
So
we should practice like this, as Khungdang Rinpoche states that our previous life, human life, because of that human life kindness, it grant us, this monk's life. So, this monk's life, please, don't throw me in, lower existence. So that means, is a monk, the causes of to become a monk in this life is because of the precious human rebirth of previous lifetimes, observe the vows and pledges, and grant this product is the product of this monk. So now the monk life. If he don't be careful, then there's a danger to fall in the lower existence. So, be careful, at least in next life, grant a human birth by practicing the, ethical discipline and the guard the vow and pledges.
Then the Tari Mosanaki Tong, Penangaso Kangaji, Tandaki, Jijin Jujus, and Muli, then the Jiang Hami Chenlet in it, Tanda Muli, the Tawara. That you are Shima Pinche, Kando Mandoti, Tanda, Moroso Larani and Dero.
So this is very simple that our this life's human life is granted by our previous human life. So now, now next life, where we gonna be, it solely depend on this life's behavior of the body, speech, and mind.
老人开心，咱都是送多。前段时间，计划什么？开结果是那那么了，没结果嘛？自己结果嘛的？你说说，一三八了打？啊，你说说，一三八的几？我呢，几几三几几？我当。
So it is said that somebody went to the Lama to have a prediction that where he's gonna be reborn in next life. Then the Lama advised him that he don't have to see the prediction that you should reflect on your mind, then you will know if your mind is good, then no doubt you will be born in fortunate existence. If you are cruel in mind and then there is no doubt you will be born in lower existence.
Then the Dian Chu Yi Jinsa Sana Tomba Le Dene Tak Mane Dwane Ngai Yi Lu Tien Dede Dene Himbo Chi Yin Chi Mi Chi Lengi Gugun Do Aas Ni Lien Dede Chi Sampa Kanji Chi Gari Sa Lawa Yin Aas Ti Mien Chu Nama Sung Do.
So, contemplating on the above, all this, what we went through, so we will realize that Now is the time to grab an essence from this life. So, you know, how we're going to do it will follow on the, you know, next, you know, stanzas.
Read
the text. After thinking like this, develop a great desire to take full advantage of this life of leisure and opportunity. Engaging in the bodhisattva deeds, once you have given this body wages and bonuses, you must make it act for your welfare. Do not give it everything if it does not help you. So it is like you know that like you hire somebody to work for you and give the wages and bonuses, like mentioned here, and that person don't do any benefit for you. He don't do any his responsibilities. Then you know you're not gonna give his wages and bonuses because you know he did. That person didn't benefit you, and he didn't work anything. So how you gonna give the wages and bonuses? So it is like our body, you know, we consider our body as a house in the West, and it's a temple or whatever. So we, you know, really eat good foods and, you know, protect with clothing and all those, really protect this thing. And, you know, this doesn't work only for this lifetime's pleasure or temporary things. There is a potential that, you know, it should help for this life as well as, you know, many life after life's, you know, thing. So if it doesn't do that, then, you know, why should we protect this body like we do? And also, it is from the state from the engaging in the bodhisattva state, relying on the boat of a human body, free yourself from the great river of suffering, because this boat is difficult to obtain again. Do not sleep now, fool.
So do I. Also, you don't hear you jump so chamber your pakal and roll, treat the cutters and any me leading you to the rest. Tandang also me leading you to the near door. Near be negos and you couldn't demand do Tanda be trenches or see you tangy gone and carry Gishipoto or some banaji kaji be trenching. Gishipoto, Mazda, the Siena or Mother.
So the meaning is that both of a human body, So, you know, our human body is like a boat. By the help of the boat, we can cross the, you know, oceans of samsara, you know, to you know, Buddhahood. So, you know, right now we got the boat, so we better we cross the you know, ocean of samsara. Otherwise, you know, when we lose this boat, then, you know, it is hard to obtain again. Without this boat, we cannot be able to cross the river or the oceans.
Jesus, Gishi poto yu pechu le sa kadam Simpa shatse chong la shun Zambi nyandang pin yu sen She sumpa ta sang la Nyingpo lindu jie to sa
We read through the text. Furthermore, Podova states in his jewel hits of teaching through analogy, an insect's obeisance, a ride upon a wild ass, the tongue, person's fish, and buttered ball of roasted barley flour. Is a Tibetan thing, so maybe you guys don't understand. By thinking along these lines, develop the desire to take full advantage of a human life, a life of leisure and opportunity. So it is said, you know, insects obeisance, you know, I don't know, Rinpoche didn't say nothing about, a ride upon a wild ass is the tongue, in wild ass. So there is a, you know, what to say, is a,
So,
an insect's obeisance is like, you know, one of the master giving a teaching, and you know, at that time, you know, master saw the insects, you know, coming out of the ground and running on the grasses, and then, you know, master thought, you know, how surprising that if those insects make a obeisance to the Buddha or to the three jewels. And then, you know, instantly he thought that would not be like surprising that, you know, we have obtained this human life, and we know that from beginning less time we are, you know, in the cycle of existence. And now we got the opportunity, and we don't realize, and we are wasting this kind of opportunity. So wasting human life would be more surprising than, you know, insects, that in those insects make obeisance to the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, we have we don't have a really deep understanding of the, you know, cyclic existence, you know. So, you know, we think, you know, we assume that, you know, human rebirth is kind of, you know, not a hard thing, you know, it's a kind of instant, you know, born in a human existence. We think like that.
Tāng ngā tsō yé tāng gēshī pōtō wā sō mā nā yé, tāna ngā tsō bē shō lō rō mbē chī yé nī sāng chē lā shāng chē lō sē tē shā chē sō nā ngā tsō shū yō yāng chē chē gu rō wā. Tē lē ngā tsō yé tē rī nī nō lō lā, ngā tsō nyā wā nā mē nyā wā nō lā sō mbē, nyā wā lō tē tē chāng chāng chē chē, tā rē mī lī lēng jī tā, nī tāng bī chū rū tō yō bā tē tē chāng chē ngā tsā chē sō ndō wā.
So, like Master mentioned that if we saw outside that, you know, some insect making obeisance or doing prostrations toward the Buddha, then we will be so surprised, you know. But, you know, Potowa said that it would be more surprising that, you know, we, until now, we are wandering in the deepest unfortunate existence, and, you know, we got a very rare chance to born as a human, and not only that, we met the, you know, this kind of, you know, unmistaken teachings, and if we don't practice, we try to waste, then that would be more surprising than that insects.
So for us,
like Rinpoche, you know, he couldn't be able to comprehend, as mentioned here, that he, you know, he would be thinking, you know, that insect make obeisance or prostration to the Buddha would be more amazing or more surprising than, you know, than us. So a right open a wild ass is, you know, in Tibet, in the grassland, is you know, there are a lot of wild asses and many wild animals. So there is in the nomad where people go there, and you know, they always go, you know, where the good grass for their animals. So nomads there, and they are among them. There is one, you know, person who don't have a leg, amputated leg, you know, cut the leg. He don't have a leg; he's a limp. And by the way, he was on the top of a pile of grass, and you know, and then you know, whatever the reason, you know, the wild ass pass by and he fall on the back of the wild ass from that pile of grass. And then the wild ass, he never rode by the people, and he was kind of, the ass was jumping and, you know, going wild. And he is holding on the there, and people think, you know, oh, that, you know, amputated leg person might fall and injure or die. So people are kind of, now what are we going to do, kind of, you know, hesitate. Then, you know, the person on the ass, he is kind of, instead of, you know, afraid, he is kind of really singing on the ass back. So, you know, he is telling the people that, you know, how amazing it is that, you know, without an amputated leg person can wild the right horse, you know. There's a rare opportunity. So, you know, why, if I don't sing, then what could I do? So that people are saying, you know, what are you doing? You know, why are you singing? And they are afraid. And, you know, he answered the people that, you know, the, you know, without a leg person, you know, riding a wild ass is one in a lifetime. So, you know, if I don't sing, then what could I do? So same like, you know, is a very rare opportunity, we say, once in a lifetime, like that kind of opportunity to be reborn as a human. So, you know, this, now is the time to practice. If we don't practice now, then when are we going to practice? So it's a story from a Tang, you know, province, that, you know, one of the Tangpa, you know, he ate you know, fish, and he ate too much, and, you know, it upset his stomach. And then, you know, people came, and now, you know, you eat too much, you know. Now you better throw up, otherwise you won't be able to digest. Then, you know, people trying to help him to throw up, you know. Then, you know, that person really feel kind of stingy. He is kind of, you know, kind of tying his neck, you know, so that he won't throw up. So, and the people ask, why are you doing that? You got to throw up. And then he said, you know, I am holding my, squeezing my neck because, you know, that kind of delicious food, you know, is so, I feel so stingy to throw out. So we should be like that Tsangpa person that, you know, we have, you know, obtain this human life. It is very, very, you know, full of opportunities. So if we waste it without doing any practice, then we should really feel, you know, a loss.
Then he is saying that. 또 지는 사람이 강연 쇼지 체 너무 좋다를 때 간제 조기 있는 간제는 도도지 무슨도 빠져네 아니 빠져도 건데 당 가서 단다 발 강연 쇼지 다지 예버데 사샤게 있으나 강가기 루루 너무 손창자 루루지는 빠져 저도 빠져 방어되는 메르르 고도와 고디 코너서 보기 춘조데 인사리 보기 춘어데 이제 네 소수기 빠져 졸로로 파베네 빠바선의 빠노서 로도와 코 빠바노는 빠노선 로이 빠르 키기 졸로 배생이 빠져 치기 사자도와 치기 사자디 니 티키 덴르기 디 카르사 소소기 사마라이 고게디 졸로 쇼서 세는 문도 없고 그 쇼진은 깨져도와 아니 빼트테리
So the butterball of roasted barley flour is that, you know, once in some place in Tibet that, you know, there is a big drought and, you know, big starvation time came. And, you know, one of the family, they gathered together and they got a little bit of barley, you know, roasted flour, and they make a, you know, ball. Barley ball, and each people get a one each ball, and then there is a, you know, one a boy, you know, he hide his share the ball, and he went to his father to beg some of the father's ball, and you know, instead of getting the father's ball, you know, he lose his share ball to the dog.
그게 니기 다세 마라베 벌라 렌지 라바데 칠로 쇼서 되는 것이도 빼데 나기 아니 나로서 이 렌지 탑에 메일이 된데 아니 빠 칠로 쇼나 이 판생 거리 진이 졸라 빠 마셔서 근데 소원 가지
So then that boy really cried that, you know, he lost his share. And, you know, he didn't get a ball from his father's share either. So, you know, he lost both, and he really cried. So likewise, you know, we got this rare, you know, human birth, and if we cannot use it, you know, all its potential, then, you know, it would be really like, you know, finding a ball in the starvation time and losing it. It would be more than like that. So we don't have a time now, so, you know, if you guys have a question, then we may able to do a one question or so.
It says in the Treasury of Knowledge, which is a text, I think it's like a text, but it says that most of the desire realms, gods, and all the form and formless realm gods are considered as favorable states that lack leisure. And I'm wondering, since the Buddha was enlightened in the form realm, is it because he was a human being that he was able to become, or have the leisure to become enlightened in the form
realm? I didn't get it.
Okay, and the Treasury of Knowledge just states that the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm, they're considered unfavorable states because they lack leisure.
All these three realms. Okay.
But it was the form realm that the Buddha became enlightened, and so if he had become enlightened in that realm, he had to have had leisure in order to obtain the necessities to become enlightened. So is it because he was a human being and not a god that he was able to do that? That he was able to become enlightened in that realm. Whereas the gods couldn't because they lack.
Tai Jyodhigi Layala Sajagi Ritirki Bula Indeche Sungshas Any Kam Sumdi Jo Kam Sukam Sumekam Sumjalo De Any Karasugureta dunghe ge ra shin do jures and dela any karasure tewa da jorba kaya yo mares it is sumshas yinaya any daja ge tumba shaja tuba de any dokamla kutamni any sangye marwas de dokamla kutamni sangye ge di Mille de comme qui n'a ni mille de tombe chez un durovas. De Madochi, any ludation bala, any Tawa de Jorba de Suyoman.
Retin on Tony Tachi, Jimari Tachi, Marie. Did you judge some? Did you cursa Sunga no lola? Chatting the man's hanging the Yuris and singing on the Germano. Betty Yaman sent her Jessica Marisalata.
So what Rinpoche assume or think is that, you know, in the treasure of knowledge, it is Richter. So treasure is there and knowledge is Rikpa. So it's Richter. It is not from Kagyu, it's from Sakya.
Yeah.
So Rinpoche said that, you know, he think in the treasure of knowledge, the master did not, you know, make it clear that, you know, in all these three realms or existence, there is no, the three are unfavorable conditions. There should be some exceptions. So there would be no any sentient beings that, you know, beyond this three existence.
The changes in our matter may some of my country, Matsung in the independent.
So in this existence, you know, Rinpoche thinks, you know, it should not make clear that all three existence are unfavorable condition. If it is, then, you know, where else? Because all the sentient beings should be reborn in either of these three existences.
Right. It says here that most of the desire realm gods do not experience, but all the formless gods cannot. So it is making an exception by saying most, not all. But also, you have in the path of seeing, you have to be a human being. And that has to come from the desire realm.
Tadi dengan resahsa, dibu lab sahasa. Ta sukam ta.
Penan dini lah dah penaroh. Saja penjat tak kurang. Ani dijin jujur sambil mesti leh ini biasa na ini segeri. Jasa kaca yang sen lekang jadi.
Ta kuki di resahsa. Ta jela ya cik kasur.
Mari si di tesis koya. Alah yang na tenju ini jadi dah. Yang na tenju sana penan anda seda. Jopa Jutsong was in the Tiny Tong, Jopa Jutsong, and Sanjay was a paper come in a Yomarilla. Masuki Danger Honor. Bena Sanjay Shandong, De Cassa, De Sanjay Shandong, De Tanchu Dance. Sanjay Shamba, Sanjay, you choose somebody, Sanjay Paper come to Yomaro, De Colajani, De Ringi, Sunny Cotella, and the Consonga Yomaris in a conscious lada. Is it an injury?
Kugel of the Haresha. Do kam ge na lo la ani ta mi lu ji do kam ge na lo yor was den de chum den de do kam la a chung ani mi lu ji top de la ten sa ji ra de
sme a ku me du se
ta ko ko re jel jel tong sha ko yi ge bu lo lo gu do a ko re jel da ra di jel de de la
ke su me se na jo pa chi ngo su sa ma de su ni yo ma la da yin
so there will be you know just right what you said but you know if we, you know, really try to clarify, make it clear, then, you know, there will be no any.
Then Sanjay Shandong, Sanjay Shandong, Tangshi Densa, Sanjay Musu Shandong, the Tay, Tangshi Densa, the Tay, Sonny Bet, Yomarola.
So this kind of 10 endowments, you know, should be met only at the Buddha's time. Nowadays, you know, we don't have endowment, you know, exactly mentioned, because, you know, first endowment is Buddha appears, and second is Buddha gives the teachings. So nowadays, Buddha is not still here, and, you know, Buddha is not giving the teaching. So why we consider that we have 10 endowment is even though Buddha is not still here, but the Lama is here who can able to, you know, teach like Buddha, you know, and you know, Lama can give the Buddha's teaching, whatever Buddha gave, so that represents. So we stop here.
Oh, the Nazamwa de Saja Katu Katu in Hua de Chegueva. Matanda Bodola, when it tended the Homa in the Karik generations as soon as any way, Tanda Boda Tenjo, Tension Boy in Badamashin and Matanda Bola Fashas.
So we do the dedication now, and we do the dedication a God with the chapters. So, you know, we are in the chapter of realizing the precious human rebirth. So until now, we are still in the samsara because we don't realize the preciousness of the human life. So now, you know, we heard from the Indian masters, pandits, and Tibetan masters and pandits, you know, all their statements and all those things. So now, you know, we should try dedicate whatever merit we have collected today to have a meaningful, you know, human birth.
Yeah. Yeah.